This is John Batchelor, a conversation with the historian Matthew Schindel, his new book, For the Love of Mars, A Human History of the Red Planet. We come to William Herschel, the famous astronomer with his telescope, speculating about Mars, quite different from the way Mars had been treated up to that point as a phenomenon that could not be explained and that as a phenomenon that was distinct from Earth. William Herschel takes us into his understanding, not only of Mars, but the rest of the solar system observable. Here's the historian Matthew Schindel to explain from a much longer conversation.
They weren't doing very much direct observation of Mars, but the Herschels did have this idea that that planets were born as a normal process of the evolution of a star. That stars were born, they developed planets, and then eventually that star died and the whole process started over again. And Herschel did conclude, William Herschel, based on what other astronomers had reported and maybe a few of his own observations, that that Mars was probably incredibly Earth-like, maybe the most Earth-like planet in the solar system, and likely did have life forms very much like what we have on Earth. I'm not sure how far he went in terms of whether those were intelligent civilizations, but he definitely thought that Mars wouldn't be too different from Earth. I mean, he thought that all planets were probably inhabited because, that was actually a pretty common belief throughout the Enlightenment, that why would God create a planet if it wasn't going to be inhabited by some form of life? Why waste that space? Herschel was pretty convinced that even stars might have some forms of life on them.
Thank you.